This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So look, here's the thing about this week. It could have been, no joke, an economic messaging home run for the White House and congressional Republicans. The tax law is kicking in. Companies are giving bonuses and raises, some raises anyway, and directly crediting the tax bill. But no, because, well, we're going to get there in the next 5 minutes of live radio. Dion Raboen is at Yahoo Finance. Kate Davidson is at The Wall Street Journal. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kat.
So, Kate, let me start with you. And the news, obviously, of the week is the president in the Oval Office the other day saying, and here comes the FCC-mandated warning, I suppose, about countries in Africa that they were shithole countries. You take that and you blow the good economic news out of the water. Walmart, a million people now getting bonuses and raises. What are we supposed to do with that?
Right. I mean, as you pointed out, Kai, this could have been really a home run. We had the news about Walmart. They're raising the minimum wage. They're also offering bonuses to a whole bunch of workers. Fiat Chrysler announced that it was going to move one of its plants from Mexico to Michigan and invest a ton of money there. The IRS came out, Treasury, with some new withholding rules and basically saying that I think they said close to 90% of American workers are going to see bigger paychecks starting in February. And even the Treasury Secretary, they trotted him out at the White House press briefing. But as you pointed out, it was sort of overshadowed by these negative headlines about the president's immigration comments.
Kind of was. Dion, let me turn just for 1 second here to the markets. Not the stock market so much, which continues to go up, but the bond market. You know, we saw a yield start to rise a little bit in anticipation of the kicking in of the tax bill and the increased debt burden on this country. What do you make of the bond market telling us what it thinks about this tax bill?
Well, you know, it seems like the bond market is finally a little bit getting on board with the stock market, which has just been launching or notching new high after new high. What's interesting, though, and what could pose a potentially negative sign is we're seeing a reversal of the 2-year, 10-year or the yield curve spread in terms of the not to get too technical.
Yeah, I was
right
just going to give you the caveat. Welcome to the program, but also easy. Yeah, go ahead.
It's a bit of an indicator that a recession could be looming. Right. That indicator, the yield spread between 2-year and 10-year yields is the lowest it's been since 2007. And we know what happened around that time. And so, you know, it's one thing that a lot of economic analysts are watching and something that's definitely worth keeping an eye on.
Kate, let me turn a little bit more to the tax bill and specifically what happens after these bonuses hit the economy. They are one time, obviously, and the sugar high is going to go away. Not a lot of companies are raising wages. And yet the administration is counting on growth in the out years for this tax bill.
That's right. I mean, it's important to remind people that the labor market is already very tight right now. So I think that some people have raised a legitimate question about whether this would be happening anyway. Obviously, companies, they have, I think, a little bit of an incentive to say, yes, we're responding to the tax bill. A lot of businesses supported generally the idea of a lower corporate tax rate. And they're now touting that, hey, we're passing this on to our workers. But I think what's more important and perhaps longer lasting are the wage increases. And investments in things like worker training programs. And even, you know, economists do think that that will provide a bigger and more extended boost to the economy. They don't necessarily think that it's going to provide as much of a benefit as, say, the Trump administration thinks. But they do think that, at least in the early years, it will provide some boost. Now, you made the distinction, you know, in the out years, 10 years from now, are we still going to see that? I think it's doubtful based on, different estimates and analyses that we've seen from nonpartisan scorekeepers like the Joint Committee on Taxation, which is kind of the official scorekeeper in Congress, but it's fair to say economists are pretty positive on what we'll see in the next few years. I think that there is evidence that the economy is strengthening.
Right, Dion, humor me here while I ask a cynical question. Could it be that companies are doing these bonuses and wage increases now up front, so as to engender good feelings when they do what history shows companies do when they get windfalls like this, which is do share buybacks, give it out to shareholders, but not necessarily put it out into the rest of the economy?
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like a lot of these companies and businesses are really being shy about lavishing the praise on the president and on these tax cuts for the potential windfall that's coming. Perhaps to curry favor, I mean, Jamie Dimon even leveled some pretty serious praise on the president, which seemed a bit odd coming from him.
Which is not something he's typically done. Kate, let me take a very quick detour to the president of the United States going to Davos, the World Economic Forum. We learned that this week. This is the place where, just to bring up Jamie Dimon again, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, said it's where billionaires explain to millionaires how the middle class lives. Kind of an interesting non sequitur there.
It is. It's kind of funny timing, too, just after Steve Bannon has left the White House. Now, the president, who on the campaign trail, of course, had and in one since he's been in office, too, has kind of taken this anti-globalist sentiment. He's now going to this place that's really become known as a destination for so-called global elite. You know, I mentioned Secretary Mnuchin earlier. He was out there this week. He's going and he's saying, hey, look, we're not there to, quote, rub elbows. This is going to be all business. So we'll see. We don't exactly know.
Yeah, because everybody else. We don't know, right? That's the deal.
Right. And it's very rare for a president to attend. So it'll be interesting to see, does Trump make a speech? The White House says the details haven't been finalized, but I think everyone will be watching to see, right? What is he doing there and what's he going to say? What's the message going to be?
Yes, we will. Kate Davidson at The Wall Street Journal and Dion Rabone at Yahoo Finance. Thanks, you two.
Thank you. Scott.